This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, SPS, by their next friend, EWS, and EWS, individually, respondents versus KAE, appellant, decided July 8, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. SPS, by their next friend, no. ED13100 EWS and EWS, individually. Respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Gasconade County vs. 24GADR0012, KAE, Honorable Adebrehi Kruger, Appellant. Filed July 8, 2025, before James M. Dowd, PJ, Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Lorne J. Baker, SPJ opinion. This is a child custody dispute. Appellant KAE, Mother, challenges the July 2024 judgment of paternity, custody, and child support, in which the trial court found the parenting plan proposed by EWS father to be in the best interests of the party's five-year-old child, SPS. That plan gave the parties joint legal custody, approximately equal custodial time, and designated child's primary residence for educational purposes to be with father. In June 2024, mother moved from Herman, Missouri, which was near father's residence in Rhineland, Missouri, to Wardsville, Missouri, approximately 50 miles away. One at issue here is the court's one. Courts are permitted to take judicial notice of geographical facts. State X. Rellers Bailey versus Davis, 705 SWW 3D 568, 572N4, MOAP, WD, 2024. Two primary residence designation which implicated the school child would attend, and each parent's resulting commute time. Mother claims the court's residence designation is against the weight of the evidence because, first, the overwhelming evidence favors mother's parenting plan, which designated her home in Wardsville as child's primary residence. Second, that she provided substantial evidence that factors 2 and 4 of the best interests of the child analysis in section 452.375.2 favored her position, and therefore the court's finding that those factors were neutral is against the weight of the evidence. Finally, mother asserts that there was not substantial evidence supporting the court's findings with respect to factors 3, 5, and 7. We affirm. Our standard of review requires that we give great deference to the trial court's custody determination, and here the court's judgment was not against the weight of evidence. It was supported by substantial evidence, and the court did not abuse its discretion with respect to its best interests of the child determination. Background: mother and father are the natural parents of C. Hild, who is currently 6 years old. Mother and father did not marry, so prior to this dispute, they did not have in place a custody or visitation order of the court. Instead, they voluntarily followed a custody schedule mother created and father agreed to. Mother and father had generally co-parented peacefully until 2024, when communication friction surfaced. So, on March 8, 2024, father filed a petition seeking a declaration of his paternity, an order of custody and support, and joint legal and physical custody of child. His proposed parenting plan suggested an equal time custody schedule, which alternated weeks and holidays. 2. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise stated. 3. Mother's parenting plan also proposed joint legal and physical custody, but her schedule gave mother approximately 60% of the time with child. And, again, to the issue sub judice, each party proposed its own residence as C. Hild's primary residence for educational purposes. The evidence adduced at the July 8, 2024 trial of this matter. Since child's birth, mother and father lived in the Herman, Missouri area. Father resided in Rhineland, across the Missouri River 3 from Herman, and mother in Herman. Both residences are within the Herman School District, where child had attended preschool for the 2022-2023 and 2023-2024 school years. Mother's and father's extended families also reside in the Herman area, and some of them have helped the parties with child's care and upbringing. Child's pediatrician and dentist are located in Columbia, Missouri. At the time of trial, child was set to begin kindergarten that fall of 2024. In June 2024, just weeks before trial, mother moved to Wardsville, Missouri, to be closer to her job as a pediatric operating room nurse at University Hospital in Columbia, and to start a life with her fiancé, a Jefferson City physician, with whom mother was expecting a child in November 2024. In July 2023, nearly 1 year before she moved, Mother told father that she intended to move but did not provide any other details until May 2024. Wardsville is within the Blair Oaks R2 school district.